Hi everyone, my name is Carrie and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Typically, I like my entertainment generally light, not too intense. There's just too much of that in the world as it is. There can be conflict, there can be tough moments, but it should be interspersed with some comic relief and most importantly, a happy ending. And Marvel usually fits the bill perfectly. I felt so incomplete after Infinity War ending on such a low note. Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. I don't want to go. Those words still haunt me. The only way I made it through the months that followed until Endgame was by holding on to the thought that I had not yet seen the end of the story. What If, on the other hand, appears to have no qualms with showing us that not every universe has a happy ending. Episode 4, released a couple weeks ago, asked the question, what if Doctor Strange lost his heart instead of his hands? This is your spoiler warning if you haven't caught up yet. In this universe, Christine Palmer is killed in Doctor Strange's car accident, and her death, rather than the loss of the use of his hands, is what spurs him to seek answers in the mystic arts. This time, after discovering the Time Stone and becoming the Sorcerer Supreme, he has a choice to make. Does he use the Time Stone to go back to try to save Christine, or does he accept her death and move on? As with all things time travel, the explanation as to what happens next is a little convoluted. In brief, however, Doctor Strange does go back in time and tries to save Christine over and over. After many failed attempts, the Ancient One appears to him and tells him that Christine's death is an absolute point in time, which is unchangeable, unmovable. Unable to accept this, Doctor Strange seeks more power, the power to change an unchangeable moment. He discovers that he can gain the power to break an absolute point, but he can only do so by absorbing other mystical beings, a horrifying process to watch. Doctor Strange becomes stronger, but clearly more corrupted. He even gains the power to start feeling the presence of the Watcher himself. Little did he realize that the Ancient One had actually used the power of the Dark Dimension to split the timeline, allowing for two possible timelines to occur in one universe. As a result, there is still a good version of Doctor Strange that chose not to go back in time, who suddenly notices that his world seems to be melting away. Literally, that's what it looked like. The good Doctor Strange then fights the evil Doctor Strange to prevent the destruction of the universe that will occur if evil Doctor Strange succeeds in breaking the absolute point in time. Like I said, a bit convoluted and a little hard to summarize. Anyways, the evil Doctor Strange succeeds in defeating good Doctor Strange and absorbs him and his power also. Then, as anticipated, he uses his phenomenal stew of powers to break the absolute point in time and bring Christine back to life. Christine awakens to see the horrible monster that Strange has become, and the universe begins to collapse. As Strange desperately tries to reverse the damage he caused, he cries out to the Watcher, You can stop this. Please fix this. I was wrong. The world shouldn't pay for my arrogance. I've read about you, sensed your presence. You are a god. The Watcher, however, refuses to interfere, and Strange is left in a tiny crystal that remains of his universe as he watches Christine fade away anyways, with only his sorrow and his remorse to accompany him. As a closing monologue, the Watcher notes that one life, one choice, one moment can destroy the entire universe. What a way to end! As I sat with the discomfort that arose within me as I watched the credits roll, I was almost brought to tears with gratitude. I live in constant fear of making the wrong choice, encountering a single moment where my entire universe will be destroyed, or at the very least feel that way. But I also have to accept that I am an imperfect being. No matter how much willpower or thoughtful consideration, and no matter how many preventative measures I put in place, I will make the wrong choice at some point, and that wrong choice could have consequences that I will find impossible to deal with, where I will be unable to stop the collapse of everything around me because I simply don't have the power. When those moments come, I will be acutely aware of the God that watches me, and I will cry out to him to help me fix what I have done. But, unlike Doctor Strange, my God is not just a watcher, he is a savior. He will not turn his back on me when I beg for mercy. He will not leave me, he will be with me, and he will help me endure. Sometimes he may soften the blow of the consequences of my choice, sometimes not. But he will not leave me to be tortured by them. He is loving and he is merciful. 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Ephesians 2 verses 4 to 5 says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Praise be to our God, our merciful Savior. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Carrie for your Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, don't feed the gremlins after midnight.